May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide in your holy hill? Whoever leads a blameless life and does what is right, who speaks truth from his heart. Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2.
Puberty sucks. I know that sounds weird, but we've all been through it. Some days, you're the happiest person in the world, and then others, you're questioning your existence. Girls especially have a lot more of the mood swing stuff than boys. And I would know, being that I am a girl. But not only me, my sister too. She's just entering the whole I'm too cool for school phase. But she's managing to find her way through eighth grade without doing anything horribly stupid, and that's something we should all be proud of. Emotions run wild during puberty. There are times when all I want to do is cry and cuddle with my mom, and then the next second, I'll be jumping around and laughing about nothing. Every day, I face small and big decisions, like deciding on my outfit for the day, or deciding on whether to take that drink or not. There's never a day where I go without slightly regretting some small decision I made. And I know some people say you're supposed to live life with no regrets, but I feel like without the slightest bit of regret, you'll never really learn from your mistakes. Making decisions is a huge part of being a teenager, because everything you do is based on some choice you made. Some of those decisions are small, and others are huge. There's so much that goes into making a decision that sometimes we don't even realize it, and we just make them without taking a moment to think about it. Even for the small ones, we have to keep in mind what the circumstances are and how our personal choice might affect you or someone else. There are so many thoughts that run through a teenager's mind. There are judgments and the fear of being judged. There are memories and things you would really rather not remember. There is knowledge and song lyrics you'll never forget. There's so much in your mind that sometimes you just get overwhelmed and don't know how to manage it all. That kind of overwhelmed sense happens to me a lot. I've learned many different ways to get myself back up, but sometimes it's a lot easier just to break down. Sometimes you can't help but think that everyone's against you and that you're better off alone anyways. But during those moments, I have to remember that God isn't against me. Even if the whole world is, He isn't. God wants me to be the strongest person I can be, and I can't become that without struggling first. I've always been comfortable with my faith. I've always basically known what I believe and don't believe in. But even though my opinions have changed and are still changing, I've always kept them to myself. It's never really been something I've ever needed or particularly wanted to talk about. Whenever I've thought about how I would phrase my thoughts about my faith, it always seemed like it sounded cheesy or insincere. So I was constantly afraid to really say what I felt. And even though my faith is still evolving, I'm becoming more and more comfortable with talking about it. Despite all the other stuff clouding my head during the decision-making process, I have to make myself think, in that moment, about what would God want me to do. I believe that God doesn't want to control every aspect of my life. He wants me to make my own decisions, but He has expectations for me, and it's up for me to meet them. I have to think about my faith and how that plays a role in my decision making. There are times when I know right away what God would expect me to do, but other times I don't really know. But like my parents, I know that He will always appreciate my best, no matter what I decide. When I first started going through puberty, I never thought about God and his role in all of this. At that stage, I was more concerned about getting through the day without having an attitude and trying to be as happy as I could. I didn't really care about the cause of it all. Now that I'm older, I've learned more ways to work through my feelings and think more about why I'm doing what I'm doing. I know that even though I may make really stupid decisions sometimes, God will forgive me and help me learn from them. And yes, in the moment of a bad situation, I sometimes forget about him and start thinking I'm alone again. But at the end of the day, I know that he will always have my back, no matter how hard it may get. Puberty isn't a fun thing to go through, but we who are in it have to remember that we are not in it alone.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew 5, verses 7 through 9.
I suspect that we can experience wonderful relationships with people in a lot of different settings throughout our lives. Emmanuel is one of those places. However, so is a country club. Both places are where people come together and do interesting things and have a good time. Of course, Emmanuel is much different from a country club. Emmanuel is special in the sense that we all come together for common values centered around faith, mission, and love. I have grown closer to this Emmanuel community through prayer, attending church, and going on mission trips. The center of our Emmanuel community is God. This cannot be said about a country club. I feel very fortunate to belong here and to experience these Christian values. As a child, Sunday mornings were not always easy for me. I felt uneasy talking to adults and didn't understand or appreciate what church had to offer. As I've matured, I've realized what Emmanuel means to me. I've gotten to know adults on a more personal level through mowing lawns, various jobs, and even playing golf. I've gotten to know the younger children through babysitting. Now, I consider church a comfortable place. In fact, most of my closest adult relationships were made here. I remember my dad once asked me, "Outside of our family, who cares about you the most?" I said, "Aunt Betsy," without hesitation. Betsy Mackey, a parishioner, isn't my aunt. She is a special family friend that became my brother's godmother. She is at church nearly every week, and I wouldn't know her or love her if not for church. My favorite teachers at the high school are parishioners Chris Allen and Eric Dunn. You might think I have a thing for bald, funny teachers, but actually it's partly because I've got to know them through church. Some of the most interesting people I've met in my life are from Emmanuel. While mission trips help me build relationships with people I don't know, they especially build my relationship with God. Mission trips are life-changing, and my relationship with God has deepened because of them. Playing soccer with a young child in Guatemala brings a joyous smile. A newly installed floor gives a disabled man hope. A touch with an infant in the malnutrition center gives us both energy. The larger reach of Emmanuel can make a huge difference in the world through Christ as our God, a guide. I've come to learn that the more I give on these trips, the more I receive in return. After every trip, I feel so incredibly blessed. Needless to say, I would be a different person without this church. Emmanuel has helped to make me a better person. The personal values of trust, hope, compassion, and gratitude have been learned from Emmanuel people and experiences. I've been lucky enough to experience the joys of working on behalf of God. Without Emmanuel, my life would not be as full. I suspect I'd have a little less love in my heart. I would still enjoy helping others, but I wouldn't have the same love for all the people I've met while doing mission work. I've learned some simple but profound lessons. For example, being poor is not being lazy. It's about being unfortunate at a moment in time. But I would most of all have less faith without Emmanuel, less trust, less hope, and less gratitude. This church, and God have positively influenced me in all aspects of my life. Thank you, Emmanuel, for the experiences, lessons, relationships, and opportunities you all have given me. As Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." In this verse, I see Emmanuel. This congregation is full of love, and I see God in it. I've attended this church since I was a baby and couldn't imagine what my life would be like without it. I thank you for being part of my life and for letting me be a part of you.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
When I first started going to this church in middle school, I was in a pretty bad place. I'd just moved across the country, and it wasn't exactly easy for me to make new friends. My grades were dropping, my house caught on fire, and then my grandmother died. This was my first experience with grief. All of this cumulative stress and grief caused my relationship with God to be very strained. I was questioning his motives, and I was seriously questioning my faith. This continued for over 2 years and into my first year of high school. I even chose not to be confirmed freshman year because I knew that I wasn't ready to make such an important promise of faith. However, the summer after freshman year, I went on my first high school mission trip. We went to West Virginia, where we were going to be helping fix the home of a man named Raymond and his mother, with whom he'd lived all his life. The first work day, though, Raymond called us and asked us not to come. His mother had been taken to a nursing home the night before, and he was grieving over the fact that he would have to live alone for the first time. When he finally allowed us over, the next day, we had lost a day of work, and we were very eager to get going. Our first reactions to seeing Raymond and the conditions of his house were those of shock and a little bit of disgust. At first impression, Raymond was overweight, dirty, and clearly had some mental disabilities. We made judgments based on these factors. The next day, it rained, and I went with a smaller group of kids to go inside the house to rip up carpet. We had to wear masks and long pants because the breathing conditions weren't safe. We were in closer arrangements with Raymond that day, and we began to talk to him more. He told us all about his dog, Riley, and lots of other things about his life. When the whole group came back the next day, a few of us went back inside to talk to Raymond throughout the day. I especially bonded with him. I ended up sitting with him and talking most of the day without even realizing it. We talked about plenty of different things, and he actually gave me some pretty good advice about always trying my best and doing well in school. At the end of the week, I knew I'd miss Raymond a lot. I couldn't believe that I'd almost missed out on meeting someone that inspiring based on the judgments I had made at first glance. I went into this trip thinking that I was going to be helping him, but he ended up teaching me some of the most important lessons I'd ever learned. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." We met Raymond when he was grieving and in poor spirits. However, at the end of the week, his house looked amazing, and I'd made a new friend in him, someone I'd never expected to have anything in common with. This experience made it easier for me to accept other new learning experiences.
Going into Guatemala, it was easy not to judge anything by appearance. When we were there, we spent time with the kids at the God's Child-sponsored school. The kids were so fun, happy, and normal. Little did I realize that these were some of the absolute poorest in the region. I didn't notice this because we weren't paying attention to their appearances. We were paying attention to much more than that. From the people in Guatemala, I learned so much about appreciating the little things and keeping faith even in hard times. I think it's important to mention how much of an impact the Emmanuel Youth Group has been on my search for faith. I couldn't think of a better group to experience this journey with. While in West Virginia, I mentioned to the group how I felt a bit guilty about spending so much time inside with Raymond, while the others were laboring on the house outside. They responded by telling me that when we talk to Raymond, we are doing mission work as well, just in a spiritual way instead of a physical way. In Guatemala, I realized the strong, pure spirits of my peers when I noticed the way they acted around the people there. They were not judgmental or prejudiced. They were open. As I always do, I saw God's work through them. Through these discoveries, I know that I want to follow a path in college, my career, and my life in general where I can be open to the lessons and teachers that God will continue to give me, and to always remember that with every grief and every hardship, there comes a new lesson, and judgments based on outer appearances and fears can keep one from understanding these lessons. I know that I don't have to go to Guatemala or West Virginia to learn these lessons. Lessons are given to me in all shapes and sizes every day, and it's my job to choose what to gain from them. As stated in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. I know that I'm only 17, and I will probably question my faith again, more than once, most likely. However, it brings me peace to know that God will always call me back to faith if I'm willing to listen. By remaining pure in heart and open to the opportunities around me, I know that God and Emmanuel will always be there to teach me and make me stronger. Amen.